Now, this is a story of Bumblepuss and Peppersnook and the Great Blizzard. You what?
My monkey.
Oh. Tommy's monkey fell on the floor. We had to pick it up. This is a story about Pudgy and Smudgy and Peppersnook and Bumblepuss and the Great Blizzard of 1980. And it happened in Cazenovia, New York, where they have lots and lots of snow. And Pudgy and Smudgy and Bumblepuss and Peppersnook were staying at 8 South Nike Avenue because Pop Gram and Grammy Bonnie had gone on a trip and they were minding the house for them while they were gone. And they were in where it was warm, and it was in the winter time, of course. And one day it started to snow. And it snowed and it snowed and it snowed and the ground got covered and it got deeper. And finally, it was several feet deep. And Bumblepuss said, "We're going to have trouble getting out of here to get downtown to go to the post office or go to the store." Yeah, it's just like that picture there. We have a picture here on the wall, Bill. It has a lot of snow in it. That's all right. So, after a while, the snow got so it was up even with the front door, and they couldn't even get out. And Bumblepuss said, "I wonder how we're going to get out." And Peppersnook said, "Oh, we'll find a way." So the next day, it had stopped snowing, and the snow was as deep as the garage door, if you can imagine. And how could they get out of this house to go downtown to the store?
I know, they just opened the garage door.
That's right. They opened the garage door, and it went straight up, you know. And then they started to dig a tunnel. Well, they looked out the front window. Pudgy and Smudgy were standing on the table by the front window, that table right there, see? And they looked out and they said, "Gee, there's a great big snowplow out in front." So Bumblepuss said, "Well, we'll open the garage door and I'll tunnel out to it." So they opened the garage door and there were shovels inside the garage. That's where the snow shovel was. So he started digging a tunnel out to the front. And he got out there, almost there, and he started to get tired, and Pudgy and Smudgy, the little guys, you know, they're only 5 or 6 inches tall, they can ride in my pocket right there, and they said, "Well, we'll dig a little tunnel and we'll get out and try to speak to the truck driver with the snow plow and see if he'll stay there so he can help plow us out." So they tried to dig their way through, and they got up there, but they couldn't make it themselves understood to the truck driver. He didn't quite know what they were trying to tell him. Well, just about then, Peppersnook dug his way through, and a man in the snowplow was looking out of the window of his truck, and right up out of the snow comes Peppersnook, the boogeyman. And he went, like that, and he scared him half to death. The man in the snowplow didn't know, he wasn't expecting that boogeyman to jump up out of there. So then Peppersnook said, "Don't be scared." He said, "I'm just a boogeyman." And he went, like that. So the man in the snowplow kind of laughed, and Peppersnook, and then he said, "These two blue guys got here first." He says, "They were trying to tell me about what was happening, but," he said, "I couldn't quite understand them." Well, Peppersnook said, "We'd like to have you plow our driveway out, like you plowed the street out, so we can get downtown." So the man backed his truck around and set the plow down, and he came right up the driveway to the garage door, and he plowed out most of the driveway. And then Peppersnook and Bumblepuss, because there was a little shovel for Bumblepuss. You know, Bumblepuss is only about as high as this table. Not quite, he's not as big as you, Sarah. Just about that big, but he had a little shovel.
About this big?
Yeah, about that big.
About this big?
Yeah. And they shoveled the snow from away from the garage door so they could walk down the driveway and walk down the street, and then they were able to get downtown. And they went down, and Pudgy and Smudgy rode down in their pockets because it was so cold. If they had to be out by themselves, they would freeze. It was so cold that they rode down in Bumblepuss's and Peppersnook's pocket and just stuck their little heads out of the pocket so they could see where they were going.
It's really snowing now.
Yeah.
I hope, yeah.
Maybe this isn't the Great Blizzard of 1980, huh? You suppose so? Maybe this is the start of it.
I want to say hi.
So that's the story of the
Hi,
great blizzard of 1980, Billy Bonnie. And it looks like it's starting right out here now. It's snowing outside our window now. Maybe this is the start of the great blizzard. We'll have to, if it is, we'll tell you about it tomorrow. If the ground is all covered with snow and we can't get out, why, we'll make another recording for you and tell you about it. Now I'm going to take a moment off, and then I'm going to tell you another story about how Bumper Puss and Pepper Snook and Pudgy and Smudgy went fishing, and Julie and Sarah went with them. That'll be a little later. Tom Kane went with them, too.